Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
The Raiders, another chance to put this away. Comes down to White, straightens. Oh, he was almost there. Keeley saves it with a desperate tackle. Last, do they know it? It comes to Young. He doesn't know what to do with it. Keeps it going to Fogarty. 10 out, centre field, stamp kick. And Lee cuts it off. Oh, stays in the field of play. They're still alive, Newcastle. Two to go. This is it, though. They need a miracle.
Oh,
my goodness. The Papalangi has been ironed out. It's a penalty. It's
time
a penalty.
It's a shoulder charge, Joseph Tarpanay. Time off.
Well, hang on. Tarpanay, this has ramifications for next week.
They're challenging the penalty.
Okay.
That's fine.
Seen a challenge for a shoulder charge. I suppose when you've got
Cameron
2 minutes left, you might as well burn it.
Shoulder charge.
But here we go. If it's not overturned, it's a penalty to Newcastle with 2 minutes left. Here it is, Harvey Norman replay.
No way.
Yeah, just looking at all available angles to determine the contact from Josh Papali'i.
It's Papali'i, it's not Tarpanay. So Tarpanay's in the traditional position. It's Papali'i. Oh, that's a shoulder charge. That is a shoulder charge.
Josh Papali'i is not wrapping his arms in the tackle. The challenge is unsuccessful.
Well, that's you might as well throw it away, but he just got caught out of position, didn't he? And he just launched his right shoulder into the young centre. Geez, tough for kid. He's ridden some very heavy bumps this afternoon.
No more challenges.
Is that a great debut? It is his debut.
For Papali'i, yeah.
But
well, now the door is open.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They put it in their touch, 25 for their own line, so they've still got a lot of ground to cover. But it's a full set and Clemmer first to hit it up. They haven't scored all second half. Here's Braylon, throws to the open right to Coon. Coon keeps it going to Hoy. Hoy onto Milford. Beautiful pass. Away to Gagai. Now to Young, but lovely sliding defence from White. Brings the winger for Newcastle down. Swung to the open left. Milford to Crossland. Crossland to Hoy. Hoy steps. Oh. He got through. Oh! Taken now by Tarpanay by the back of the jumper. Massive tackle. 39 away. Three tackles gone. Comes down from Brayley. Away to Clune. Cut out by Papali'i on the lead. Over the 20. Defenders come across. Lee bumped off Elliot Whitehead. Like Whitehead was a little number seven or something. Two tackles left. Left touchline. Swung to the open. Milford keeps it going. As Hoy onto Keeley. But Keeley's put down. Can't get rid of it. Down by six, 45 seconds left. The game comes down to this play. Brayley to Crossland, to the left to Milford. Chase the kick, passes to Clune. Cut out pass, Lee.
Oh.
Lee, I think, is close.
Oh.
Half his body is over the line, but he's close to grounding it.
Check.
It's going up as no
coming
try.
Six,
Rapana might have saved
no
it
try. Just
for Canberra.
Grounding. On the touching goal.
I think he has got this, but we're at the wrong angle, and it comes down to the bloke upstairs. Lee.
Feudal aspects of play to this point.
It's the greatest put down ever if he gets it. It's close, you know. He's left foot. No, he's hit the corner post.
Lee grounds the ball against the corner post.
And you know something? He's planted the ball.
Decision.
Just about inside the two lines, the try line and the dead ball line, and he kept his legs up.
Was it a shoulder charge then?
Oh, you know what? Have they burned their challenge, Newcastle? They should challenge if they've got it. I've got a feeling they burned it in the first half.
Oh.
He didn't grant it anyway, looking at a fast motion. So, Rapana has come up with a play.
If you guys line up, we'll call time off.
That's the sort of tackle Billy Slater used to make back in the day, and then they kind of outlawed that. We continue. 5 seconds left.
Okay, let him go now.
Canberra just have one tackle to hold on. Rapana holding it like an egg, protecting it. Now on the next, Tim Orcourt goes to ground, and the Raiders do it the hard way, but they find a way, and they remain alive. In 2022. 22, 8 down at the break. They have broken the hearts of the Knights fans, 16,000 of them here, and won 28-22. Takes them to 26 competition points. And with two pretty winnable games to come, Manly at home next week, and the Tigers at Leichhardt, the Raiders, all they really need, take care of their own business and sweat on the Broncos or the Rabbitohs stumbling into the last fortnight. It's possible there might be some for and against. They might go into that Tigers game, the last game of the regular season, with a target. They might have to win by a score. They'll take that at the moment because they want to control their own destiny. So that's a great win for the Canberra Raiders. Boy, oh boy. We'll wait for Shandor Ruhl. He'll pick us up an interview before we say farewell. Wow, Gordy. They're always fun, the Raiders, aren't they? They're never boring.
Absolutely. Two different halves. They had to dig really deep, Dan. At halftime, I thought there was no chance, but their first, say, 14 or 15 minutes of the second half was really clinical. They come out with the energy, and the Knights actually just couldn't go with them.
Okay, Jack Whiten, he'll be breathing a sigh of relief with you, Shandor Ruhl.
Hey, boys, just got Jack Whiten here. Mate, how was the game? How'd you fight? It was a bit of a slow start to the first half, but you come back strong. Beautiful little try there in the end.
Yeah, mate, we've done exactly what we didn't want to do. We said we're going to start fast, complete, no penalties, and we've done all the opposite. So, we take the 2 points every day, and when you get them, that's rugby league, but far out, man, we made it hard.
Now, the boys want to know, talk to us about the spray from Ricky at halftime. Give us a bit of insight.
Yeah, he had a week off. He built up a little bit of energy last week, so coming fully charged and just absolutely ripped everybody.
Awesome. Thanks, Jacko.
I can't say too much.
Thanks, right. Boys. Beautiful. Good stuff. Thank you, Shandor. And, wow. Canberra. And it's always often on a Sunday afternoon. Who's doing the 3-2-1 for homelines.com.au?
That's
Are you
me,
ready for that, James
I
Graham?
Sure am, mate.
Okay, we'll do this for homelines.com.au, the best and fairest when it comes to home loans.
Yeah, so 1 point today goes to the Newcastle Knights fullback, Tex Hoy. I thought he was the most influential Newcastle player, especially in that first half. 2 points go to Sebastian Chris. He showed his quality today with a couple of tries. And 3 points goes to Hudson Young. I thought he worked tirelessly. He was in everything. He was such a big contributor to Canberra. And he got that beautiful little try as well.
He's having a good year.
He sure is. So, he really is.
So let's just, before we finish off, so Canberra need to win their last two. That we understand. But they're going to need Brisbane and Dwight. They're either going to need to make up a stack of for and against, 46 points on Brisbane. Or they need South to lose twice. Well, South have got North Queensland. That's certainly no guarantee of a win. It is in Sydney. And then they've got the Roosters to open the new stadium. They're no guarantee to win either of those games, Gordy. And then Brisbane, who are fading, there's no question about that. They've got Parramatta at home. Now, they dealt with Parramatta easily a few weeks ago. And then Brisbane have got the Dragons at Cogra. Now, the Dragons might be pesky, but that's not as bad a draw for Brisbane as it is for South. So Canberra still needs some luck. I think we can lock in Parramatta. They're on 30 points. So they're going to play finals. Their aim is to, well, get fifth or sixth at a minimum. But it's great. Last year, we had some miserable last weeks because the top eight was sorted well in advance. Not the case. Top four is still in doubt. Top eight, still in doubt. Jimmy, thank you very much.
Pleasure, Dan, as always.
Thank you, Gordy.
Thank you, Dan.
Don't
great
take
call,
photos
mate.
Of us, Gordy. Don't you dare take photos
great
of
call,
us.
Mate.
Mate, you can't put the phone up to the camera as we're looking at you, mate. Please. Please. Triple M, rocking the footy. That was a fun afternoon. And I got an idea. Gordy's taking his headphones up. We should get that nut job Warwick Capel with us next week. Now, that'd make that game end. He's still the mayor of the Gold Coast, isn't he? Triple M, rocking the footy. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
The Triple M NRL, play of the day. Oh.
Hello, Papali'i, straight down the middle. He's over the 40. Passes to Tarpany. Keeps going. Over the 20. Gets to the 10. Ducks under Milford. Oh. Basketball pass over the top. Bounces to White. White scores. White scores. Canberra stay alive in 2022.
Triple M NRL game highlights.
Milford linking up with his half partner in Clune. And released and going down the sideline is Edric Lee. He scores untouched. He's wide, takes a couple of steps, gives it to Chris, two on two. Chris, too easy. Sebastian Chris gets over and Canberra on their way. Brayley to the open right. Milford, quick hands, they're going to score. Surely Gagai to Young. Young for the corner. Up to their armpits this afternoon as Dom Young scores. Now comes out the Gagai for the Knights off the pass from Milford. Gets away from Chris. Into the backfield. They'll score again. Now the pass to Young. Young is over. 12 points to 4. And Gagai returns serve on Sebastian Chris. The old man has a victory there. Is Whiten having a sneaky look on the left, but it comes to the right. Elliott gets it on to Fogarty. Passes. Savage. It comes out from Timoko to Rapana. Rapana for the corner. That is a very, very good Canberra try. Last tackle. Swung to Milford. Centre field. High kick. Aiming for the left side. Here comes Edric. Uncontested. Goes up. Scores. Edric Lee. Now comes to the right horn. Beautiful pass. Puts Croker into the backfield. Inside ball. Brayley for the line. Sensational try.
No try.
Hang on. The ref's going to take it up as no try. Oh, yes, he is. He's given it. The Raiders season is on the rope. Last 20 out. Fogarty up and under. Contest. Elliott.
Oh, my
goodness. Sebastian Chris has gone up, taken it hands above his head and scored. He is the one Raider who can hold his head high to this point. Knights barely hanging on. Young puts in a kick. Young follows through and scores. Hudson Young. Magnificent play. Here come the Raiders. And the Raiders have bridged a 14-point gap in just 13 minutes. 22 apiece. 27 to go. Oh. Hello, Papali'i straight down the middle. He's over the 40. Oh. This is the Tarpany. Tarpany, he keeps going. Over the 20. Gets to the 10. Ducks under Milford. Oh. Basketball pass over the top. Bounces to White. White scores. White scores. Canberra stay alive in 2022. 45 seconds left. The game comes down to this play. Brayley to Crossland. To the left to Milford. Shapes the kick. Passes to Kloon. Cut out pass. Lee. Oh. Lee. Lee, I think. Oh. It's close. Oh. Half his body is over the line. It's close, you know. He's left foot, left foot. No, he's hit the corner post.
Edric Lee grounds the ball against the corner post.
And the Raiders, 22-8 down at the break. They have broken the hearts of the Knights fans, 16,000 of them here, and won 28-22.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.